T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Griffin with the score, and the New Orleans Saints with their first touchdown of the game take a 12-0 lead.
13-0 New Orleans, they're about to get it back. Fourth down and 5, Hecker will throw, right side, shy of the line to gain, it's caught. Sam Shields makes a move to the outside and moves the chains. Sam Shields does it again with Johnny Hecker. They come to the line. Goff is ready. First and goal from the 6. He turns left. He gives to Gurley. He picks his way for a touchdown! From the 1, Goff takes the snap. He boots out to his right. Throws wide open. Caught for the touchdown. It's Tyler Higbee.
Third down and 10. Breeze from the gun. Takes the snap. Goes to the near side. Hit early. Fair. Where's the flag?
You don't get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee. Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10. Unbelievable no call.
Wow, not a flag to be found.
103 decibels, and they're just getting started as Zuerlein sets up for a 57-yard try to win the NFC Championship game. The hold is down, the kick clears the line, and Greg Zuerlein sends the Rams to the Super Bowl! LA will play for the Lombardi!
Brady takes the snap. Back 3 steps. He pumps. He looks long. He throws it down the left side for Dorsett. Yes. And he makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, yeah. Patriots!
What I just tell you? You forget about him. And that's what this team's about.
3 wide. Mahomes out of the shotgun. Zings it for the end zone. Caught by Kelsey on a slant. Touchdown, Kansas City. And the Chiefs on the scoreboard.
Damian Williams single back. They're going to run a roll out to the right side. Throw for Dale Williams. He catches the football. Right side. Touchdown, Kansas City. The Chiefs are right in the thick of it, baby, here in the AFC Championship game.
Play fake. They're going to run a screen near side. Damian Williams set up 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City, a 23-yard touchdown. The Chiefs have their first lead of the night in this AFC Championship game.
Winchester is the long snapper, the pride of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. Colquitt puts the placement down. Butker's kick. This can't be more perfect. The Chiefs have tied the game.
Brady under center. A give to Burkett. Runs it left for the win. Touchdown, Patriots. And they're bound for Super Bowl 53.
What a call, Sosi. We're going back, baby. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. America's worst nightmare is back. We're going to our 4th Super Bowl in 5 years. Pack your bags, start our buses. We're coming home, Boston. Oh, my God. Can't believe it.
And with all of that, Scott Zolak, my buddy. Boy, he was jacked up as the Patriots. I got to take a deep breath here as we get set here on a Monday morning. Dave Hyde in with us. Dave, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
Man. How's that? A couple overtime games. How do you like that with plenty to talk about?
I had trouble getting to sleep last night, and none of my teams were involved in it.
You know what's funny? I couldn't get to sleep either after that game.
It took me a couple hours, and I'm still thinking.
I cannot believe you said that. I thought, I'll be past this. Just watch the damn game and go to sleep. And I was sitting there after watching Brady, and it's so funny. There's so many different things to talk about. And all I can think about is Brady and all those third down conversions in overtime. One after the other in either to Gronk or Edelman. Bang, 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 bang in that last drive. And, of course, a great game plan and everything else. I'm trying to think, where do I start? One of the most brutal non-calls in the history of the National Football League. Challenges all going New England's way. The mystery of Todd Gurley. That was crazy.
I still don't understand what happened to Gurley because he came in at the end of the game. I thought, okay, he's hurt.
Did you see his body language? His body language was, I'm a third string running back, and it was a combination of, he wasn't pouting because he was really excited his team got in. he lost his mojo.
Well, and remember, he dropped those two passes early. You think that was
He didn't even look comfortable. And by the way, he's one of the best pass receiving, most explosive running backs there is in the National Football League, along with the guy that he was playing against yesterday for New Orleans.
And he was replaced by a guy who's cut by three teams this year, C.J. Anderson.
Just weird.
Cut by three teams, and all of a sudden he's in the biggest with the season on the line. He's getting the ball.
They put him in. I saw he had almost half the snaps. I was actually surprised by the number, but it was just. And the announcers were going, well, you know, he's been injured, but he's healthy. And the team said he's healthy. That young coach, there's a lot of people that have stuck him out there and just said, hey, you've been arguably the best back the last 2 years in football. MVP-like good. The debate a year ago was he's MVP. Up through most of the season, he was MVP till he got banged up at the last month or so. That was a strange one, and they still won, but that was nuts. The challenges, do you think the Edelman challenge, the one that looked like it went through, I didn't think they could overturn. I didn't think they had enough to overturn it.
I didn't see it touching them at all, and you saw it from all angles, and yeah. I thought, if they don't overturn this, this is going to be the New Orleans all over again.
Well, you got that. You got some clutch kicking yesterday. My God, breaking all these games down, and the non-call will go down as one of the worst in the history. It will get ripped. The officiating yesterday for the National Football League. And I know it's a tough job, by the way, for everybody that sits at home and goes, these guys get paid six-figure salaries. How come they're not better than they are? That game is flying. I get it, but I thought they brutally missed one that I would like to think, Dave, if you and I were out there with no experience as officials and both in crappy shape, we can make that call.
That one was so obvious. It looks worse and worse on replay where the ball is still 10 yards away and the guy's not only getting hit, but helmet to helmet. I mean, there's so many, and there's two referees, both. I mean, the line, I don't know what the line judges are.
There's
or what.
Two guys right there. Yeah, Nickell Roby Coleman just absolutely destroyed the guy. First of all, I didn't expect they're going to call helmet to helmet late in the game.
Sure, yeah.
I just think they're going, no, we want you guys to play. I think they wanted to give everybody the benefit of the doubt on the calls, but they just missed a brutal pass interference call. And by the way, it's game. For everybody out there, well, that's not – no, that was the game. That was the game. Fresh downs inside the 10-yard line. It gets you down to about 15 seconds left. You kick a short field goal and squib kick it. They probably got time for one play, unless you believe in a miracle in Miami is going to happen again in that situation. I think they said it was like a 98% chance or 99% chance they're going to win the game at that point. There's just no time to do anything. So, yeah, it cost us. It cost last night. I went to NFL Network because I wanted to hear what everybody I'm going back and forth
because yeah, yeah.
I freaking couldn't sleep. And they're going, well, no. The coach blew it on some other things. Like, you know, we can get into nitpicking on some second guessing of coaches, but they got screwed on that call. That's game, Dave.
I'm sure Sean Payton will let it go. He's on the rules committee. That thing will never come up again. I'm
called
sure.
him right away.
Right
went
away,
in the locker room and got him on the call. Goes, yeah, we missed it. We were waiting, Sean, for you to call us. We really screwed that one up. And, oh, by the way, sorry, you're not going to the Super Bowl.
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know how. And the question is, Sean McVay goes to the Super Bowl now, the young genius, young Einstein, right, against old Einstein and Belichick. And they have in common lucky postseason referees calls. The tuck rule for the Patriots got them going on their way. And field goal kickers who just make everything with the season on the line. You know, Belichick's had it for years. And the kicker for the Rams, 48 and 57-yard field goals to win the season.
I'm glad you brought him up because what he did yesterday was just incredible. Greg Zuerlein goes 48 yards for the tying field goal with 5 minutes left. That's a big field goal. 48 yards on the road is huge. I mean, it was one of the loud, and I'm watching on TV, but I do remember the Monday Night Football game. It's one of the loudest places. It's indoors, obviously. And they got the message from the coach. He said, I need you loud. This guy kicks it 48 yards right down the middle and comes back with 57. And by the way, that thing would have been good from how far? I mean, you could say, hey, just keep it 65. I'm good to go. 57 right down the middle for the winner. And that was it. So just crazy stuff. You're right, the kicking. You know, we get on kickers when they miss, and that's your only job. And then you get those two horses that we saw yesterday for New England and
Kansas
for the
City
and
Kansas too. City. I mean, they all everybody. You know, I always root for the kickers. I don't like I don't like having to what happened after the Chicago game.
You're not
Cody
a kicker
Parker.
Hater.
I'm not only a hater. I don't like all the attention. All the whole game comes down to the kicker. Like. The NFL moved the extra point back, and I thought, that's so dumb. It just makes the kicker more important,
It really, and this goes back to when I was playing, and we go through offensive practice, defensive practice. You're always shorthanded. We only had 45 guys, and there was no practice squad. So you were really short on numbers to try to get, and your defensive coach is screaming, I need you to run harder, Joe, and you're trying to save your legs, and meanwhile, the top guys are off on the side. They're resting up, so it's the twos and threes at every position. So you got to give the look, and you look over, and the punter and kicker on the other field by themselves. So everybody asks, why do people hate kickers so much? And I go, oh, man, it's funny on the team. I can't speak for fans because they're not there. But like Reggie Roby purposely – was a Reggie Roby, right, that – the great punter
sure,
for the Miami
yeah, absolutely.
Dolphins.
Yeah, hit the top of the dome.
So Reggie purposely, because he was such a good kicker, would go half speed when they tried to get him to help out a few times over, like, hey, give us a look. And he was just I remember the defensive coaches going, get him out of here. Just let him go over and punt. And he goes, okay. That's all I want to do. I don't want to be over here doing this.
You don't want to pull a hamstring playing defensive back.
Yeah, so it was always crazy. So for fans, though, but we are hard on our kickers. But, my God, yesterday was gave you a little bit of everything. Obviously, the first time ever for two conference championship games, two overtimes, both won by road teams. I mean, we saw things that were crazy. The Gronk, Edelman, Brady show.
It goes on. It felt to me there's such a different feel from both games. The Saints, I left that game thinking we might not see the Saints again. We might not see Drew Brees
right.
at that level again.
That's right.
And whereas with the if I'm the Chiefs and I'm the loser in that game, if I'm a fan, I'm thinking the magic carpet's going up. Okay, we lost this game, but we're going to be here for the next 15 years.
Fix that defense up a little bit, and they're going to be in really good shape. That quarterback is something else. But at the end of the day, the South Florida flavor of yesterday as well, right, with Sony Michel, with Dorsett.
James White.
James White. I felt like it was Broward County, man.
Absolutely.
It was like
I was thinking
Broward
the same
County
thing.
Was just going, wow. This is amazing. Two guys from St. Thomas Aquinas and one guy from American Heritage Plantation just having all making plays yesterday. James White has just become it's incredible what he does. He's as good a screen guy as there is. He hides it well. How come we can't screen? How come our screens never
I don't
like
understand.
That?
And, he picks up blitzer. He does a lot of the little things and the big things. And why can't they look? The Dolphins have that guy similar to that Kenyon Drake that's there, an explosive guy, more like Alvin Kamara of the Saints, I thought.
Yeah.
And you watch how he's used, and how could they not? They minimalized Kenyon Drake this year. I really don't understand with Gaze being an offensive guy and et cetera, and looking for roles. They have that guy, that Kamara, the Chiefs have speed guys.
Well, that it's funny you
Damon
said that.
Williams.
And we're going to come back and talk about some of this because a lot of what's waiting for we're going to have to wait obviously for Brian Flores now for a couple more weeks before he's the head coach cuz he's going to be in the Super Bowl. But part of his biggest job, you and I were talking, is going to be patching up relationships, getting guys that were really salty last year. And the list of salty guys is pretty good, to put it nicely, with the head coach and with coordinators and everything else. So anyway, we're going to come back. We'll talk more about that as well. It's a great point. When Brian Flores looks at some of the things, he's got to patch up some relationships in the defensive secondary, running backs, and some other positions. We got to go to break here, man. We got a little CBS TV we have to do. We'll come back. A lot more to get to from unbelievable games yesterday. Two overtime games, both won by the road teams. Patriots and Rams, Super Bowl 53. We'll be right back.
Call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. For a call like that not to be made, man, it's just hard to swallow. It was simple. They blew the call. It should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. We spoke initially, then I called to follow up, and first thing Al said when I got on the phone, we messed it up. But I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference call that, you know, here it is, the NFC Championship game. So, tough one to swallow. I just don't know if we were playing pickup football in the backyard. It was as obvious a call. How we can, two guys can look at that and come up and arrive with their decision. It happened, though, so you can't dwell on it. You know, we'll probably never get over it.
I got to be honest. It would, that one will hurt. I have lost AFC Championship games and Super Bowls. And I will tell you, that one would be really hard if I was a head coach or a player, knowing you lost on a brutal call. Not a questionable call that you can go back and forth. Like the Edelman call, you could go back and forth, and we were trying to figure out if the thumbs on the bad hop that he got. It was such a bad hop, it looked like he actually didn't touch it. But I thought it was going to be too hard to overturn, that they weren't sure if he touched it or not. That one I can live with. But the other one was just brutal.
And I don't know how the NFL is going to have to come out with a statement and say the wrong team's going to, basically the wrong team's going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's never happened before. No, I mean, there have been bad calls before, but nothing that you could definitively say.
Dave, you're right.
They blew that, and we got the wrong team in the Super Bowl.
Because it cost them the game. You can't go, well, you know, there's some other stuff Peyton did, and he didn't help his team, and you could second guess, you know, a play call or something. But no, they got screwed. That was blatant. If you're a third grader just learning football somewhere, going, Mommy, I know that's pass interference. Hey, Dad, I know that's, like, everybody knew that was blatant. Plus, he just tried to knock the guy out. He tried to kill him. Hit him so he went old school, helmet to helmet on him, which, by the way, the league, you know, could have called, but forget that part.
Hey, there was a lot of strange, it's like we're going back 15 years with some of the referees' calls yesterday, as with holding, defensive holding, and interference. There were a lot of old school calls being made, I thought.
You know, second worst call yesterday in two games. Second worst call, just top of your head. This all top of your head, because I don't want to start looking. Well, 5 minutes left. You remember this. There was a call. They called a shot for the Kansas City Chiefs hitting Brady in the head.
Oh, yeah.
And he just.
Yep. Yep.
So they go, and of course they go to all the networks now have an old NFL official with them. So what'd you think? He goes, Oh, he missed that one. He thought he saw something that didn't exist. He was just anticipating and guessing because it was clean.
I tell you what call was right, and this is the guy, if I'm in Kansas City, who probably didn't get to sleep last night, D Ford, offsides. The play goes on. Kansas City intercepts the ball.
Game over.
Oh, flag down, and another flag for the Patriots. But then you look at it; he's clearly offsides. That was a good call.
D Ford cost them the game because that was the game too.
That was it.
So D Ford and a no call were the difference in the two games. D Ford, and by the way, when you went back and looked, you went, oh yeah, he was way off. By the way, I got to tell you, Tony Romo was
on fire, huh?
Tony Romo should have been in Las Vegas playing the games, man. He should just, because his number, he was right on it, man. He was right on it. Edelman, calling matchups, what he saw, things by lineup, and he was really zoned in to that game and what everybody wanted to do.
I would love to see an interview with him afterwards where you slow down the tape. and he explains, here's why Brady's going here. Now, obviously, it's coverage, and some of it's easy to see Gronk one-on-one out wide against Eric Berry, and that's the one matchup they're going to go for. But I would love to, because it was amazing to listen to that play after play. Oh, here's where he's going with the ball.
Dave, you're right, though. Those should be the two things that everybody's talking about today, and they're both great games. Dee Ford, lining, no excuse for a defensive lineman or a third down pass rushing linebacker to ever line up offsides. It's bad enough when they jump offsides, they get ripped. But to line up offsides, Dee Ford costs his team, even though they're able to get to overtime, costs his team that game because that's ball game. Thing gets tipped up, they run the clock out, it's over. They're celebrating in Kansas City. They're still out celebrating. The Dee Ford call was huge in that game yesterday. Just stupid. And I'm like you. I'm going, oh, are they going to call holding or this and that? And then you see it and you go, oh, my God, he lined up. He wasn't even close.
I do think we need to get down on our knees at the altar of Tom Brady, too. I mean, what he does year after year, even – at the end of the game, I was thinking he cannot have another Tom Brady moment in his career, Kenny. And here we are in another AFC Championship game on the road in the cold and the noise. And he takes some time after him and Patrick Mahomes were playing horse. And, you know, who's going to get the last shot? And he had the last shot and he made it count.
I will tell you quietly, though, when everybody says New England, we talk about their talent. They got a really good offensive line. They got a great blocking tight end. I'm going to take it a step further.
Absolutely.
And a fullback, lead fullback. And they were destroying people. And I will tell you, even though Gronk doesn't run like he used to, and he is definitely banged up, this game is taking its toll on his body. I still believe he's still the best all-around tight end. All around. He is, when he's done as a pass receiver, for those guys to stay around just to block, he's that guy.
Yeah, you look.
He doesn't run like he used to, though, Dave. But
although he seemed to get younger as the game went on, because he made some big catches at the end of the game. Yeah.
They all did. I mean, they got clutch guys, and
they don't have great receivers though. No, come on, Chris Hogan, Edelman. As much as you like him,
what was the game plan on Edelman? By the way,
go over the.
There was nobody covering him
over the middle, time after time after time. And if Tony Romo can see it, how can the Chiefs defense not see it? How can the Chiefs defensive coordinator say, okay, we got an issue here, or here's where they're going with the ball?
Yeah, it was crazy to see during the game. All the stuff. I know everybody's making a big deal. Did you catch the whistle that kept going off?
Yeah. No, I didn't catch it, but I saw people tweeting about it and stuff. And did you hear it?
I actually, after I saw somebody complaining, I go, damn, you're right. And then I remember going, like, you were wondering if the officials were getting ready to stop, like, blow the whistle to stop the play, and they kept playing. I was like, wow, some, you know, just can't have it, and became annoying. A lot of people did hear it. I don't know if a lot of people out there were able to hear the whistle. It sounded like it might have been more than one whistle. That place, by the way, the impressive thing about the Rams winning that game, besides the call they ended up, the no call, that worked in their favor. That place was loud. I have never seen an offense so distracted to the point that the linemen were looking at each other, right next to each other, and they couldn't get the call. And I've never seen a quarterback actually run out to talk to his guys and run back because they couldn't hear.
And he couldn't – he was covering his ear – you know, he's trying to get as much soundproof as he could just to hear the plays.
The head coach went, did you hear what I tried to tell you? He goes, I couldn't hear you. Yeah. And they were screaming at each other off. He goes, hey, I told you to check. He goes, I couldn't hear you. It got so loud, which I guess that makes him. By the way, Kansas City is super loud as well for an outdoor stadium. But my gosh, man, that thing inside was really hard. And even though you guys practice on it, we played indoor. You do hand signals so you don't, you know, you have practice where you don't talk to each other. You just do signals out there and practice and stuff. And you know, and the coaches try that fake music stuff, and which is a joke. Turn the music up, rock and roll, and make it real loud. nothing can prepare you for what you got in New Orleans yesterday. That thing was so loud. When you see a quarterback, I mean, they were like, you didn't know it was coming. Like, you didn't know. Sean Payton said, I need you louder than normal. When they have, it was loud, and they acted like they weren't prepared for it.
Well, at the start of the game, they really looked flustered. The Rams looked flustered. They had illegal procedures. They got a couple late starts off the line. And you mentioned the Patriots and the blocking and all that. The Rams might have the best offensive line in football. And you look at rebuilding the Dolphins, I've come around, okay, build the offensive line. Build the offensive line.
No, I totally agree. One thing that all these teams have in common is really good offensive lines. Really good. And I'm not going to rank them on who's the best and one of these teams or the Colts or whichever you might rank or who's got the most Pro Bowl players because the Saints got a bunch too. And then everybody thinks the Rams might be the best. But, man, they all have got – there's a reason those offenses are so good and a quarterback at time – yesterday, even Mahomes.
Brady didn't get touched. Brady, it was amazing. Now, he gets rid of the ball really quick. A lot of his, you know, he's not throwing 30 yards downfield, but
too.
He had a lot of time.
He had some time to wait for his guys. So, yeah, it was a wild game all the way around. And it's amazing. There's only a certain amount of blitzes you can do in the National Football League. Like, there's no way to create, at this point, a new blitz. Every defensive coordinator has tried every possible game and stunt and blitz, overloading one side. There's nothing left. And yet, nobody does it better than the Patriots, finding ways to get to the quarterback and put more pressure on Mahomes than he's ever had in that game yesterday.
30th ranked team for sacks, the Patriots. They're behind the Dolphins this year, and yet yesterday – Mahomes was running for his life. He got hit probably more than he has all season, and they were dialing up late blitzes, cornerback blitzes. How do you feel about the Dolphins coaching waiting now? After half, when they were shutting out Mahomes, I was looking at Twitter and a lot of the national guys who are his agents, guys, Flores' agents,
right.
They're saying, boy, the Dolphins got a great coach, da-da-da-da. And then Mahomes just comes out and lights up the Patriots for 31 points. And I'm not – this isn't a shot at Flores, because obviously Belichick was micromanaging in the second half and just causing the Patriots defense to fall apart.
Well, listen,
right?
Shutting Kansas City out in the first half at home.
That's amazing, yeah.
That's a win right
yes,
there.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a win, even though we end up with that wild finish and unbelievable fourth quarter that took place. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. One for everybody, happy Martin Luther King Day for the folks that are working. Are not working, and I hope you can be with us this morning as you're getting up. We got a lot of stuff to get to, a lot more to hear from the two winners yesterday, both the Patriots and Rams. Unbelievable games, two overtime wins, first time in history of the National Football League, plus not only two overtime wins, both road teams ended up winning. You can join us on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, 56022 if you want to join us. Right now, I want to talk to you about this day and how special it is for your South Florida Chevy dealers as well. Yeah, listen, great time today to get on out to your South Florida Chevy dealers and see what's going on. If you got a little time off today and you're starting to look around for a new car, truck, or SUV, you're going to love what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, I'll tell you, just seeing all the commercials, Chevy commercials yesterday, and just being reminded of the Silverado trucks and just how durable. Got the perfect truck for you and your family. Whether you're working 7 days a week with it or you're just working on the weekends, it doesn't matter. The Silverados, we got the perfect one for you, the 1500 crew cab with the steel bed. Hey, listen, right now, if you're looking for that new car, truck, or SUV, the lease is up. All the things important to you and your family have always been important to your South Florida Chevy dealers. We're very sensitive to a great price and a great look, safety features, fuel economy, this new technology, and plenty of space, man, for you and the family. It's all about quality and dependability. Whether you're talking about a Chevy Malibu to something real sexy like a Camaro or Corvette, or just needing a lot of space like a Suburban and a Tahoe, I don't have time to tell you about everything, but I will tell you 2019 is the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet. Don't take it from me. Take a test drive at one of the 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You'll absolutely fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
I think, you know, when you got 70,000 people cheering against you, it's pretty sweet when you win on the road. And it's a hard thing to do in the NFL. It's certainly a hard thing to do against the first-ranked team, you know, in the conference, who's been playing great all year and certainly play well at home. So we knew it was going to take a lot. It obviously took into overtime. It took some great plays and great conversions. And just proud of us getting the job done.
Tom Brady, got to be honest, found myself at the end of the game. Dave, I don't know if you do this. Dave High with us from the Sun Sentinel this morning. I never really know my true feelings, or at least try to hide them until the game's going on. And I became a bit, when Kansas City finally took the lead, I was jumping up and down. And I realized how much I disliked the Patriots and how much I did not want them to go back to another Super Bowl. They really are, for me, and I'll ask you, and I'm a California born and raised guy, and I still like my California teams, Northern California. They're the most hated team in sports right now. It's not Golden State. I know last week, talking about Boogie Cousins, talking about the most, we're the most hated team, and I was thinking
Boogie
at the
Cousins,
time,
he's been there with them 6 months.
I go, hey, Boogie, just so you know, man, they're not. Live back close here. Live in Buffalo. I can tell you the most disliked team in America. There's a, I think it's New England Patriots.
I think I got a little Stockholm syndrome thing going with me. You know, you're being held hostage, and you fall in love with the. I'm an admirer of the Patriots. I'm an admirer of excellence, and the fact that they do it year after year. And look, if Mahomes had gone and the Chiefs had gone to the Super Bowl, I'd been, that's great. Here we go, but. When Brady threw that interception, the D-Ford offsides, and it looked over, and I thought,
I'm going to miss that.
I'm going to miss the Patriots. I got to admit, because I've been 28 playoff wins for the Patriots since the Dolphins had their last playoff win, Joe. 28!
His numbers go...
It's staggering what they've done.
His numbers as a combination of the greatest player of all time. Greatest quarterback of all time. Some of the throws that he makes, especially in big moments. And then you get D Ford. Everybody's making a big deal about Cody Parkey missing that kick. To me, this was just as bad. Every bit as bad. D Ford lined up offsides and they get an interception.
That's worse because that's mental. That's mental.
But the game's over. Yeah. That's a game. Like, all right, we get it. Sit Neil on the ball game. We win. And he's off. Like, how in the hell do you line up that far offsides? It wasn't even close.
That's
what are you
thinking? The issue. Bigger than anything else. Now, Joe, let me ask this. Patriots wins the Super Bowl, which let's just first.
Oh, no, man. They got a good chance they're going to win it.
Does Belichick or Brady walk away?
Neither one. No. Why? They both love what they do.
Because this is the Hollywood ending for
Tom Brady. I'm looking at the Tom Brady. Does anybody enjoy playing? He used that chip on his shoulder. Nobody, we suck.
We suck.
And I'm like,
they've been favored for 70 straight games or something like that. I agree, because this is different than Elway walking away down here. When he won the Super Bowl, Peyton Manning,
banged up.
Those guys were done. They were just squeezing the last drops out of their career. Brady, you look at yesterday, he's still at the top of the quarterbacks in the league, right? I mean, who makes it work better than him?
Some of the throws he made. Now, his guys also make good catches. I don't want to forget about all the great catches. We saw James White make a great catch. You saw Gronk. Make a great catch with a guy all over him, Barry all over him. You saw Edelman make some nice catches. I mean, his guys make some catches. We saw one-handed catch by
7-11. And the protection, which you've alluded to today.
Yeah, the protection, all that stuff. But listen, Brady is – they're really good. And I just think they win so much. It's just actually, I thought Romo did a really good job of, like, people forget. They're not picking high in the first round every year. He goes, how many guys on this defense are stars that shut out Kansas City? How many actual stars do they have on their defense?
One,
Stephon Gilmore.
That's it.
Trey Flowers is damn good. But they got a lot of really good players. They don't make mental mistakes. If they're supposed to run a game or hide something, they do. But they don't. They don't have a bunch. Well, first of all, none of those guys go to a Pro Bowl because Pro Bowl's being played while they're always going deep in the playoffs. So it really doesn't matter who goes or who
Brady
doesn't.
Brady will be going to the Pro Bowl this year? Here's the difference. Like, to me, Aaron Rodgers and Brady, you could take either one. They're both great quarterbacks. But you look at the organizations around them, and people say, well, Belichick has Brady's. That's why he's so good. No, no. Aaron Rodgers won one Super Bowl. Brady's and the Patriots are on their way to winning possibly six now. That's the organization.
Coaches change. Coordinators change over and over. The system is set up. That the good part of the system, if you ever figure it out, you can flip your team around pretty quickly with free agency when you have a lot of money, which the Dolphins don't. When you figure out the draft, which the Dolphins haven't figured out. But if you ever get all that figured out, I'm being serious, you can flip your team around real quickly. And you will have a chance, you're right, a couple good drafts, and all of a sudden you're right back in it, starting with getting the quarterback figured out, which the Dolphins haven't. So I just did a lot because I think Dolphins are like forever away from even sniffing when we have to sit here and wait for guys like talk about Belichick and Brady retiring or quitting or the system that they run. It's just it's incredible to see, but they are easily, right now for me, the most disliked team there is. Only because it's not Deflategate. It's not Cameragate watching. What'd they call that one where they are watching all their...
Spygate.
Spygate. Thank you. It's not all the gates that they seem to be a big part of or the... part everybody's accusing them of cheating and
it's hate
trying
gate.
To pick
it's
their,
hate gate. Is that it,
it's
Joe?
Just winner hate, hate gate. Yeah, they just win all the time. It's just... anybody.
See, they've won so
our
much.
Our stinking division.
They've won so much, they've won me over, too. Or I just admire excellence and sustained excellence year
on
after year.
On a system that is set up for everybody to have a chance. You get rewarded by the worse you are, the higher you get to pick. You can go out and do free agency however you want. He does it better. When guys go down for the Patriots, they do a better job than anybody else of next man up, and it's not even close. Next man up for the New England's always going to be better than your next man up, which, by the way, we suck at. Our next guy up, you want to talk about a corner going down? You want to talk about those guys out there getting picked on when we got shorthanded? Or Xavier went down for last month, just showing you his value. Because there was just...
it was the injuries, Joe. That's what did in the Dolphins this year.
Anyway, yeah, Dave, I did that too last night. I was going, wow, they got us there. Ooh, system, creative blitzes, offensive line doesn't get enough credit for how good it really is.
And the Patriots have changed over this roster from, if you look at Brady's, I was thinking about that about five times. Five times of the stars... the main components that Brady's working with on offense, five times in 18 years. So they're flipping it over, and they're still winning.
I will tell you, though, I think if you're following the New England Patriots, I do believe that we're going to see something we haven't seen here in a long time. I think Brian Flores is going to have a fullback. I think there's going to be a fullback back here. I just see, does anybody get more out of the fullback position than watching Gronk and the fullback knocking
and scoring the winning touchdown yesterday.
Sony Michel walked through. That looked like I-95 about 4 in the morning. There was nobody on that bad boy today.
I'll tell you what I'm looking for from Brian Flores, and you saw it yesterday. What we haven't seen with the Dolphins, and I can't even remember, Jimmy probably, press coverage on defense. There, you are going to see that.
I
can't believe I'm saying the Dolphins are actually... they're going to, assuming he keeps the same system, going to have press coverage.
Did you hear from the most explosive wide receiver? He made one catch, made a great move. They got time. He was double teamed.
Takes away the one player.
Did anybody hear anything from Mr. Hill yesterday? Tyreek
Hill. He had one catch.
Had the one catch.
And boy, he made sure you saw that he had that one catch too, didn't he?
They took him out and said, there is no six or seven catch. 180-yard game coming. There it ain't going to happen. We are going to double you. And he did make the one where he ran right at the safety. And, by the way, that play took forever, which allowed him time.
Yeah.
But you are being taken out of this game. What did Kelsey? I mean, he had a touchdown, but He didn't go for a monster game either. They just said, you two, they find something you do really well, they take it away. They're going, you're not going to run around back there. We're going to run games, and you're going to run right into the games because you don't see them. It's just his coaching and his coordinators. And, you know, we get Belichick. He's got a system he wants in place, and they do it, man. It's
boy, but Patrick Mahomes, 31 points in the second half. I mean,
they scored quickly to start the second half.
We can bury this defense wins championships idea, right? Put that with the Flat Earth Society.
Yeah.
It's you better have a team that can score a lot of points.
I agree. Anyway, great games to watch, whether you're a Patriots fan or Rams fan or just an NFL fan. They were a lot of fun yesterday. Two overtime wins. We got a lot more. We'll hear a lot more from yesterday's game if you weren't able to stay up last night. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.